Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Today I was going to give you a thought to refresh in your mind the thing we've probably heard many times over, and sometimes we tend to forget in the reality and of some truths. We know them, and yet sometimes we forget the importance, and that there is a definite reaping and sowing in our life. And as we consider the year that we've had, I'm not sure which areas you are all in, but here in northeastern Indiana, it has been a very great year for the crops. There has been enough rain, not too much, but just right on time, and the corn is thick and full, and ears are long, and the ground has not been overly wet, nor has it been dry. And if we would consider this morning the spiritual life, the watering of our spiritual lives, and the growing in our spiritual lives, Jesus left a parable to the people about a sower who went out to sow. And there was four types of seeds and four responses. And as we consider that this morning, I'm not sure what has happened in each one's life here, but some people, the word of God is snatched up before they even let it go in their ears properly. The others, they have very hard hearts. And it does impact them a little, but it does not penetrate. Others readily agree with the word of God, and yet when hard things come in their lives, they back off and they wither and die. The other group endures. They keep conditioning their soils, growing, standing, asking. And I would like to go into Galatians 6 this morning. And let's just consider the reaping and sowing of our actions. Romans 6, verse 1, it says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work. Then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived." Here's the part I was getting to. "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh, shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to them who are of the household of faith." brothers and sisters, friends, God is not mocked. What a man sows, he shall reap. If it be flesh that he sows, he shall die. He that walk in the Spirit shall live. And know this, to be carnally minded is death. You know, we have earthly bodies. We are not on the other side yet. We have things around us that are earthly, that every man partakes of, food and water, are only earthly. But be not consumed by these things. Be not held back by earthly issues. There is the life in the Spirit. And if we sow to the flesh, we shall reap of the flesh. There was a man who enjoyed trying new foods, and it was his passion to go try everything that he could find, no matter the cost. When he finally realized that there was no fulfillment in this pursuit, he was perplexed. Food became somewhat of a boring thing to him. There was no fulfillment there. He mentioned this to a brother, and the brother says, "Sir, try fasting for a few days. Maybe mashed potatoes would sound well if you actually were hungry." You see, a carnal man can eat mashed potatoes, and a spiritual man can eat mashed potatoes. Carnal-minded men are not thankful in the same way as a spiritual man is thankful. Lord, we thank you for this food. May you bless it to our bodies. You see, a carnal man doesn't think that way. Typically, he has complaints about why he's eating and why it's not hot enough, or it's too hot, or it's not enough salt, or there's always some complaint going on. He's reaping into his, he's sowing into his flesh, and he reaps into his flesh. Be spiritually minded. Mind the things that be of God. Mind the things of heaven. Mind the things that are eternal and true. In Philippians, whatsoever is true, lovely, a good report, think on these things. Complainers sow to their flesh. Complainers are not fun to be around. Everything's negative. I just want to encourage you this morning to seek the liberty that is in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to make himself equal with God, and desires to call you brethren. Hallelujah. May you walk today and be reminded that life in the Spirit is where a Christian needs to walk. Seek me and ye shall live, saith the Lord. So may you seek the Lord today. May you seek his face. And may you enjoy his presence. So I want to bless you with that. In Jesus' name, may you have a wonderful day.